نحمده ونسلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص صدق الله العظيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وسلم عليه respected علماء distinguished community leaders السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته We are very pleased that all of you have come together to try and discuss this extremely important issue. I'm very sad that it took the issue of ISIS to bring us together. We have to do a lot of soul searching when we sit amongst ourselves as community leaders. There is no members of the public here. This is amongst ourselves. In September 2011, the huge controversy in America, the ulama got together and we organized a conference in Birmingham. And we said at the time, the Times newspaper reported it the following day, the first page, and it said, if you allow the ulama to deal with these issues, then we will not be creating 1,000 Osama bin Ladens. And this is a pause for you to think that it took ISIS for us to come together. Why has it taken so long? Why cannot we get together on other issues? Why is it that it had to be these so-called Muslims who try and represent us? All of you are community leaders. All of you do good work in your communities. But all of our work is tarnished when you have such barbaric acts in front of our media. We are all responsible. I'm sure all of you have been asked questions. Your community have asked you, are these the actions of Muslims? And I'm sure all of you have said, this is not the actions of Muslims, this is not the action of Islam. And a judge asked me, I was in court a few days ago, and the judge asked me, is this really Islam? I said, Your Honor, there is a difference between Islam and Muslims. Like there is a difference between Christianity and Christians, there is a difference between Judaism and Jews. Similarly, there is a difference between Islam and Muslims. What Islam says and what Muslims do, or so-called Muslims do, there is a big difference. And sadly, these are the people who me and you all have to account to our communities, and especially the non-Muslim community. Look at all the work that our centers collectively do together for our local communities. We have to live in this society. We have to live in this environment. And we cannot, and we know, this is not a history lesson, you all know, that when the Muslims ruled with just principles and equity, even the Jews were happy. They said, fine, we are happy with the authority of the Muslims because they treat us with fairness and equity. But sadly, those principles of law and equity have diminished from our response, from our societies. And as a result today, We are now suffering because of those lack of principles. I believe, and we believe, the future has to be the ulama coming together and discussing these issues. Putting aside your separate differences, putting aside your differences, because ladies and gentlemen, and my respected ulama, when the bomb falls, the bomb will not ask you whether you are Shia or Sunni. The bomb will not ask you whether you are Hanafi or whether you are Shafi. The bomb will say, if you are a Muslim and you say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, then you should all die. And if we can die together, surely we can live together. So this is why I think it's important that when we leave here today, we take some resolutions together. We stand together. The verse of the Quran, Allah, I don't want to go into the explanation, ulama here, they will know much better. But the reality is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْسُوسٌ. We have to stand firmly together on this issue at least. We have to sing from one hymn sheet, as they say in the Christian faith. We cannot say, yes, we agree with this, but then have our own interpretations. We need shura, we need consultation. We need to talk to each other. We need to open the dialogues. We need to have that respect for each other that we say, let us park our issues to one side and let us at least speak from a united voice as far as this issue is concerned. And alhamdulillah, if you read throughout the media, we are very proud that mashallah, all the organizations and the ulama so far have spoke from one voice saying that these actions of these people are not the reflection of Muslim community, not the reflection of Islam, and not the reflection of our work. So alhamdulillah, we've done that. But the question is how to deal with this issue. America is leading on this issue. America and the UK are bankrupt of ideas, and we are standing behind them in the saf, waiting for them to give us ideas how to deal with this issue. Where is our intellect? Where is our scholars? Where are our people? We should be giving the ideas how to deal with this issue. We should not be following the commands that are given to us. We should be in discussion, in dialogue, and they should know that the only way they can deal with this issue is by dealing with the a'imma, with the ulama, so that we can try and find a way forward in this. Sadly, that is not the case. It is America who tells us how to lead this battle against these people. But we are not talking about a battle of on the ground. We're talking about an ideological battle, the battle of ideas. And today, I hope inshallah, all of you, when you will leave, you will work together to say and create a platform whereby we can all speak from one voice. That is what is needed at this moment in time. It's like when we have to explain ourselves. You know, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said 1400 years ago, Al-Kufru millatun wahida. They are one. Jews, the Christians, whether they're Methodists, Mormons, whether they are Jehovah's Witnesses, there's so many. But when it concerns their faith, they become one. And yet we are so tight about our position that we cannot open our heart and accept anybody else. We need to start opening our hearts. And on issues like this, we need to stand from a united front and from a basis whereby the enemy, when they look at us from the outside, they all realize that these people are standing on one platform. Inshallah, I hope that today, through the discussions we have, there will be very positive resolutions and inshallah, a platform for us to work. And I believe the only way we can deal with these issues is through responsible members of our society, through the ulama, through the community leaders. If you work together, we create a better environment. We create an environment where inshallah, Aziz, Allah will guide us, and through our unity, inshallah, we will be able to answer these issues. May Allah give us the opportunity of continuing to work together. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ